This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I am all about the award winners. I'm just going to tell you that. I've represented the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Clemente family, all the biggest awards in sports, but I have a new favorite award. Beyond Jackie Robinson, the Clemente family, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which you might make someday, is the Pork Rind Crunch Time Award. And we are blessed, Mark, to have award winner right here, Dylan Stewart. Welcome to the Playbook. So, obviously, you're just starting out your career, and there's a lot of things that you're going to learn. And when you're as old as us, there's a lot of things to unlearn. So we're on different sides of this. For you, you're going to be, and have already, received so many accolades. For you, what does it mean to win this award, and understanding the Crunch Time Award? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot, just knowing that my hard work is paying off, and things I'm doing the right thing, I'm heading in the right direction.
And you are moving in the right direction, but it takes mentorship, right, Mark?
Absolutely.
And sometimes beyond the award are the people behind the award, the company behind the award. Mark knows that I'm a big fan of porkrinds.com and Pork Rinds. And if I could win an award, I like to win a Crunch Time Award. When you put in the criteria, who's going to win the award, Mark, what was it that you saw in Dylan that represented what you wanted that award to represent?
Well, originally, you know, what we wanted to do was really spotlight the unsung heroes of the game that make that game-changing play, that crunch-time play when the game's on the line, the guy that comes through like he did in the second half of the A&M game, like he did the first game of the season. And we wanted to really celebrate the guys that don't get all the publicity, like the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and those folks. And Dylan won week one and kept winning all year. He was our biggest vote-getter and just a wonderful representative of both the Crunch Time Hero Award and our company. We're so happy with the year we had.
Yeah, I see him completely aligned with your brand. And what he does is critical, not just on the field, but off the field. And I know a lot of what you look at is not only being crunch time on the field, being a type of player with that desire that it takes to be ready and prepared for the big play. And, you know, I've been around sports for 35 years, ran the most notable sports agency in the world, Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, 8 first picks in the draft in a row. And I always find a common denominator that is seen not on the field from the big time crunch time players with people off the field. What are some of the characteristics, Dylan, that you think best represent why you're ready to make that big play?
Discipline and focus. The task is at hand, I'm going to make sure to get it done.
And have you always been disciplined?
Yeah. I mean,
there you go.
No, but it's coming together.
Yeah, well, discipline, being consistent and persistent in the pursuit of your potential is critical. But I always say the simple things to do are simple not to do. And so what are the simple things that you're doing at such a young age that make the biggest difference?
I'm just holding myself responsible for everything I do, like being on time, just doing extra, making sure I get extra work and things like that.
It's funny, don't you think when you take the greatest athletes like Dylan in the world and we ask him these questions, like what's critical to your success? It's funny to me, people always bring up, I'm on time, or I'm the first one there or the last one to leave. You would think it's like, I'm using this special IV B12 shot. And nobody ever mentions that BS. They literally have basic characteristics that you and I both know from running companies that it takes to be successful.
Critical.
It's the blocking and tackling, but you have to be disciplined. What's the biggest challenge that you have with all the opportunities you have to prioritize your life correctly so you can do the simple things? Because there's a saying, remember the saying, Dylan, the simple things to do are simple not to do. And that's makes a lot of difference, right?
Yeah.
For you, what are those simple things that you're reminding yourself that other kids may not your age?
Or just being paying attention to detail, like doing things the right way, how you carry yourself out the building, how you treat people, things like that.
Yeah, being kind to your future self, doing good deeds, something, Mark, you teach everyone in your company as well within the aspect of being kind. Now, let's pass the mic back over to Mark for a second. Mentorship. So you don't just give an award. You actually mentor these award winners.
Oh, absolutely. And when Dylan, it looked like he was going to win it. We asked him to choose a charity there in Columbia to help. We gave a check for $5,000 on Dylan's part to the food bank there and helped a ton of people there in Columbia. And as you know, we've also teamed up with the Archer Foundation for the Crunch Time Hero Award, helping kids with DIPG. which is a pediatric cancer that is always fatal. And the foundation was formed to help these parents through the toughest time of their life. And we're so happy to be affiliated with the Archer Foundation and Dylan this year.
Dylan, one of the things about Mark and the company is a lot of people talk about coaches. So I've been around and have myself. I still have mentors. People like
Don't
Mark,
we all?
Right? You
Don't
have
we
to.
All?
Mentors, coaches, and teachers. Coaches, you've been around your whole life. They bring the best out of us. A lot of coaches don't know more or couldn't outperform us. So I always use Tiger Woods as an example. I doubt any one of Tiger Woods' coaches knows more or plays golf better than Tiger Woods.
Don.
Mentors are people who sit in a situation that you want to be in. People like Mark, for example, sit in a situation in business that so many entrepreneurs want to be in, and it gives them directions.
Absolutely. And we, you know, I'll obviously be available to Dylan anytime during his life or anything he wants to ask, because he's done such a great job for us. And what a great job representing his school and the SEC this year.
Yeah. And it gets difficult with young people. There's a lot of responsibility, like you said, future. A lot of times we get caught up in our futures. I have another saying, Mark, you'll like this, my favorite one. You're either humble or you're about to be. And one of the things I like about you, Dylan Stewart, your humility drips from you. You know, there's a lot of kids your age that they're bigger than they think they are. They sit between a different, this energy suck, right? This is who I am versus this is what I want people to think I am. And at a young age, trust me, this is a big mistake of mine. I lost everything when I was 31 years old, over $100 million, because I was too worried about what people thought I was instead of remembering who I was. And so that character, for you, how do you look to your future when you have so much opportunity to use your skills, your knowledge, and your desire?
I just look forward, just being where my feet is. That's really it.
Being where my feet is. That's exactly right. And where does that stem from? Your family, your mom, your dad?
Yeah, just my support system. They been teaching me the ropes, how to handle myself as a man, as a person.
Well, you're doing a great job with that. Last question real quick, because I always have to talk about this. Faith.
Yeah.
I simplify faith in my life to, I believe in order to be a great resource to people, I have to have a source, a God. Something bigger than me that loves me more than my mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because there's a lot of challenges. The more success that we have, more challenges.
More temptation.
More temptations. And pain is a variable you'll never get rid of, but struggling is a choice. And so for you, I was wondering, Dylan, you have to have strong faith to be as successful as you are. Where do you derive that faith, and how important is that in your life?
It's very important. Faith. I feel like if you don't have no faith, you have nothing.
I love that. A man of simple words, doing the simple things that are simple not to do. He's disciplined. He has extremely high skills on the field, knowledge of who and what, and an incredible desire to be what he must be. We are with the Crunch Time Award winner, Dylan Stewart, and my good friend Mark here with porkgrinds.com. Fill your stomach, fill your heart, and fill your mind with pork grinds. I promise you, you will live a life to a better level, a better place, a better situation. It takes superstars like these two to make it happen. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me. This is Dave Thank Meltzer you. At the Super Bowl on Radio Row. That's right, with Dylan Stewart. Join us soon.